For music lovers, particularly those who adore jazz, there's an event coming up, not this weekend, next weekend. It's on the South Coast. It's called Middleton Jazz in the Park. Community group, the Middleton Town and Foreshore Association, are putting on the event. Organiser Jennifer Watts joins me to tell us more. Hi, Jen.
Hi, hello. Lovely to speak to you.
Great to have you with us. So tell us what Middleton Jazz in the Park is all about.
It's a feast for the senses. It's going to be the most wonderful day of music. We've got 8 bands. We're starting at 11 in the morning and wrapping up at 7 at night. And the musicians that are coming down to the South Coast are just exceptional. They're all South Aussies, although some of them perform all over the world now. And it's a way to get out of this horrible COVID mess of last year and just enjoy some wonderful, wonderful music.
Now, jazz is really broad. Is there sort of a vibe? Is there a style of jazz that we're going to be treated to next weekend?
Do you know, there's a whole mix. We've tried to mix it up a lot with the 8 different bands. One of them, the Max Grinchuk Big Band, has 18 members. And you're going to just get the most wonderful saxophones and horns. And, it's just going to be incredible, the music. But then you've got like the Boys Club, who are 3 girls with great vocals. You've got a band called Blow, who are well known for their vocals. Their vocalist just brilliant. Soul Centric coming on around 5 o'clock. They've got, I think, 5 vocalists, so you're just going to hear the most fabulous music. And then Shale and Afronauts at the end are really funky. All these bands are quite young. You sort of think of jazz musicians as being a bit older maybe, but these people are all young and vibrant, and the music's going to be just spectacular.
You know, I've seen the Shale and Afronauts several times. They are brilliant. They sort of remind me of what you were saying about the band earlier. It's a huge band, lots of sound, a lot of I don't know how to describe it, but it is really funky and big and exciting, and you can dance and that sort of thing. So that's really cool that you're inclusive.
Yes. We will have a dance floor. We've been asked that. It's not going to actually be a proper dance floor, but we're cutting the lawn in front of the stage really low, and we're going to be roping off with a virtual rope, actually, just a bit of spray paint on the ground so that people can get up there and have a real dance.
Great. Is there anything else that's going to be there? Will there be food and other entertainment?
Yes, not entertainment. We think that 8 bands is probably going to be enough to fill the senses. But we've got a couple of booze tents. We've got Kim Bolton and Vineyard Road from Langhorne Creek area. We've got Henry Fisher Gin Distiller from Encounter Bay. He's going to be selling gin and spiced rum. The Middleton Tavern are going to have the beer and the cider and things like that. And we've got a bubbles tent selling red and white piccolos of bubbles. That's all the booze. We've got a coffee van. And for the food, we're catering to vegans, vegetarians, gluten-free. Cheap and cheerful sausage sizzle if people just want to spend their $3 and get something a bit cheap. But there's also wonderful grazing boxes that all the profits for that are going to the 3 life-saving clubs on the South Coast. So the grazing boxes, we've got kids and we've got adults and vegan ones, and they're really nice. We've got salad bowls, a bit like the poke bowls, but salad bowls, hot dogs, kransky's, hot chips. So there's hopefully enough for everybody. We haven't gone overboard because we want everybody that's coming to be able to make a bit of a profit. But we have got a good choice.
Oh, beauty! With us on the line is Jen Watts from Jazz in the Park, coming up Saturday, November 5 in Middleton, and it's put on by the Middleton Town and Foreshore Association. Tell us about this group.
Well, we're a group of people who either live here or have houses here that are community-minded and passionate about our little town. We love Middleton. I live in Middleton, obviously, and it's just a beautiful place to live, and the community here is wonderful, and I think that's what the world needs more of, is people looking out for each other and helping each other, and even just that, saying good day in the morning. So we're a group that meet once a month. It's only $10 for a family to join for a year, so we're not a profit-making group. But we stick up for things that we think are important to our town. And we had My Say meetings for Alexandrina Council. And everybody said, we'd love to bring back jazz into Middleton because we had it in the early 2000s. So we thought, well, that's a really good idea. Why don't we? We've had a few years of having to bunker down and keep our heads low and masks on. And it's time that we all just embraced joy and music again.
Oh, sounds beautiful. So you're encouraging people to bring picnic rugs, low chairs, settle in and relax. It's not all just dancing.
No, I think there'll be a lot of people that are just going to chill. I've got 100 hay bales being delivered, and we've been collecting blankets from op shops and washing them to throw over so we don't get prickles in the bottom.
Oh, that'll be good.
We're trying to make it a bit of fun. We've been sewing a lot of bunting that's going to be going around. We're just trying to make it a really fun, special day. So we hope that our locals will embrace it. Most of our ticket sales are from Adelaide, surprisingly.
Oh, right.
So we're hoping all of your listeners will go, gee, that's a great idea to do on a Saturday. We're going to take a trip to Middleton.
Great. So not tomorrow, but next Saturday. It starts at 11, finishes in the evening sometime, I think, like 8-ish?
No, last band finishes at 7 because sunset that night is 7:49 and we've got to get the stage clear.
Beautiful. Yes, there's nothing like a deadline. Thanks so much for your time today, Jen.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely weekend.